Hello and welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Podcast. This inner brew at DriveCentric's DC20 has been brought to you by our friends and partners at MXS Solutions, Fixed Ops Digital, M1 Data and Analytics, 321 Ignition, Shop Smart Autos, and VinQ. If you want more brews or you want to find out how to partner with the Car Guy Coffee Podcast, go to carguycoffee.com. Let's brew! What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And it's Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast with this guy, the one, the only, Jonathan Dawson! Welcome back to the show, brother.
Man, it's always good to see you, bro.
And this is the first time that we have the chance to do this live with you. I think the only other time we had you on the podcast, we were doing a remote, like most of our shows.
Yeah.
So excited to be here. He is definitely way shorter in person.
Yes.
Look at how big
I still remember the first time I ran into Jonathan at NIADA down in San Antonio, and he gave me this big old hug, and I was just like, this dude is bigger than life. I didn't expect him to be just such a tall Grant. You're just like, whoa, that's Jonathan Dawson. And he really is. He lives up to that hype too. So when you see him like that, not only does he look that way, but he is that way. He loves to share life. He loves to share his heart. He loves to share with others on potential that they have inside them. So I love that about you. And I love that you're out there helping create that culture in so many different dealerships right now. You're leading the way, and it's an awesome thing to see.
I appreciate that. That's the script that I gave him. That's most of what he was supposed to say. He missed a few parts.
I think I did.
We got to practice that a little bit more. No, I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. No, love you guys too.
We definitely honor you, appreciate you, and excited to see everything that is brewing right here inside of this headquarters of DriveCentric.
Yeah.
Incredibly amazing.
Worth the tour.
Right? It is. Yeah. It is. And it's awesome what it does to invoke fun. Mm. Just this one little thing that we sometimes forget to do, it's make sure that we're having fun. And then if we're not having fun, then we're probably not having our customers have fun.
That's right.
And you are an incredibly known trainer inside of this industry that does fuse together the psychology of putting the deal right with Sellcology. Yeah. This is Jonathan Dawson, folks, and he knows a thing or two about a thing or two. How important is it that the atmosphere is actually a fun atmosphere for that to be the tone setter?
It's interesting that you say that. I semi-developed a word, infotrainment. Ooh. Right? Provide information, right? Mm-hmm. Provide training and do it in an entertaining way. Infotrainment. There's a little word that I keep in the back of my head. Hey, give them information, show them how to apply it, train them on how to apply it, and then make it engaging, make it interesting, make it fun. Like a car deal, if they're not laughing, are you sure they're buying, right?
Come on.
And so the entertainment part of everything, of course, it's high value. Why? Because it's a type of escape, right? When you're laughing, you're not worried about your problems. You're not stressed. You're not stuck in your state. So it's important to create an environment that elicits that. And of course, here at DriveCentric, they've done a fantastic job. You guys are really, you're the poster boys for having fun and making noise and getting people out of their natural state.
Hey, dealers, Car Guy Coffee Podcast and Certified Solutionaries are honored to be part of Team VinQ.
The solutions they've been brewing for you to acquire more vehicles, advertise merchandise, and manage those vehicles has made them one of the most sought-after dealer partners in the market. They are 100% CGC approved.
And when you visit them at VinQ.com,
you'll see a whole hill of beans worth of reasons why.
Team VinQ, let's brew!
Yeah, saying that, it means a lot coming from your lips, man. And honestly, what you say there is so true, and we honor that, and we see that. And there's so many of us echoing that right now, and I love that. Glenn Lundy's another great speaker that's really speaking and bringing fun to this business. You're out there doing it, and you're showing people how to do it and building raving fans. I think that's one of my favorite things that you do, and I take note of that, and I share that with my clients all the time. Listen, you really got to get people to love you like that, like so much, but you need to love them. It's a two-way street there. If you love them like that, they love you right back. It's important that people understand that, and what you're talking about with your plan with Sellcology is phenomenal. It ties into exactly what needs to happen in today's industry. Things need to change, and you really need to start being more focused on those relationships than we are on that revenue, because the revenue will come with relationships, period, and we know that.
100%. So I alluded to it a little bit today in the presentation that I did here at the DriveCentric DC20, their 20 group that they do for their clients. And one of the parts that I had woven into my message was the idea of how do you activate the part of the brain of the client where you create that raving fan advocate, right? What do you do? And there's actually several unique, distinctive components, but one of the components is entertainment. And one way to think about it, again, if you're trying to understand this from a practical daily life, it's like, How often have you been entertained? You're in a place where you're having a great time, and all of a sudden there's a part of your brain that shuts down. I call it turning down the price filter. It's like your brain, the more fun you're having, the more you turn down your price sensitivity meter, right? You just start, and eventually you hit what I call the YOLO switch, where you just go, I don't even care. Right? It's like, we're in Disney. Everything's expensive. If you want cotton candy for $48, get cotton candy for $48. It's like your brain starts to shut up, right? Your price sensitivity meter shuts down the more entertained you are. You're at a sporting event like we're going to be at. But you go to a sporting event, it's like a $12 beer, and you're like, ah, who cares? I'm at a sporting event. I'm having a good time. Go ahead. Well, you think about it, like in your own personal life, like if you start to recognize the when do I flip my own YOLO switch? Mm. When do I stop being so price sensitive? A lot of salespeople is like, the market's shifted and what do we do? And now it's not driven by supply only and scarcity only. Now it's back to there's inventory. And how do I hold gross? And can I share with you a secret? Can I tell you some psychology here, some sellcology? The reality is the subconscious mind doesn't care what the market is. The subconscious mind cares about what it cares about. So the same customer that right now, so quote, true. Beating you up on price is the same one that has a vacation plan to go to Disney and to spend $18,000 on cotton candy. Because when I'm being entertained, I don't care. So let me give you a couple of places where this gets activated. And you can all relate to this. When you're having what feels like an exclusive experience, you don't care what the price is, right? It's like when you go to a restaurant and it's just any restaurant, you expect it should be about X dollars. But there's some restaurants you walk into and you're like, we had to have reservations for 3 weeks in advance to be able to get in this place. Mm-hmm. And you walk in and you go, oh yeah, this is going to be expensive. Right? The fact that it took you 3 weeks to get in the door is this is going to be expensive. Yeah. Like your brain tells you, like the exclusivity of it gives you permission to overpay. Well, you start stacking that. What if I could create a VIP level experience for my clients? Mm. What if I made it entertaining and I made it exclusive? What if on top of that, I added other components? I don't know. What if the environment, again, go back to a really nice restaurant. You walk into certain environments and you just go, it's going to be expensive here. Mm. I can tell by the fact that it doesn't look like a cheap place.
Hey, dealers, franchise and independent, we have some great news for you and your number one sales pro.
Your website. Partner with Team MXS, we have the ability to pull you out of that cookie cutter merry-go-round and help your website embody what it means
to do business with you.
From the highest quality production to the most strategic optimization, we want to help you connect better to the ever-changing market.
We owe it to you and your team to at least let us do a quick
and free
checkup on your website. We can't wait to hear from you.
Go to TeamMXS.com.
Back to the show.
So does your desk look like you charge a premium? Right? Does your dealership look like it demands a premium? If you want people to pay a premium willingly, knowingly, transparently, choose to pay you a premium, you need to activate the part of their brain that wants to give up their money. And that's how you do it. So that's part of what we talked about today. You want to create an environment where your customer wants to give you their money. Not that they have to be tricked into it. Not that they have to be told to do it. Not that they have no choice to do it. Not that you have to play some shenanigans with the numbers.
Thank you.
But you could just present enough value that makes them go, take my money. YOLO.
Take my money. Please take my money.
And you know what? It happens time in and time out, but yet still people don't grasp that all the way. And I don't get that because I do agree. I pay more for a great experience. Just like when I sit down with a server, they're going to get a huge tip they give me. Sometimes it's bananas the kind of tip I'll give because it is that good of an experience. It's above and beyond anywhere else I've been.
That's right.
So same thing when it comes to sales is that you will find that they'll ask you, did you make money on that? Because they want you to. They want to see you make money because they feel like you put so
your best customers do. And so you identified another thing, like in the space of the waiter service space, right? What do we look at? We look at the efficiency with which they ran the table. We look at their education. Did they inform me of the menu? Did they tell me about the special? Did they let me have some insider information about the meal in some way? If they do that, and they make the experience, again, to your point, they make the experience interesting and engaging. Like, you're like, here, I'll tip you more. I was at a restaurant recently with my mother, and my mother said, this salmon here, I'm used to Alaskan salmon, but it was Chilean salmon. And she said, oh, I don't think I'm familiar with Chilean salmon. And the waitress said, can I share with you why the chef went with the Chilean salmon choice? Because of actually the temperature of the water, the warmer temperature of the water actually changes the fat content of the fish, which actually makes it a more lean fish. It's still very succulent and is soft to the palate, but it actually has a higher a flavor palate because it doesn't have as much fat diluting the taste. And my mom is, and I'm just like,
instantly,
what just happened? And take my money.
Yes.
And I'm thinking like, I've never, like, how many times have you ever looked at a menu and gone, oh, I don't even know what that is? And they go, Yeah, it's just, do you guys know what you want to drink?
And stuff. Right,
right.
But so what's another component? Education. Do you educate customers through the process? Are you educating them how the process works? Because when you educate people, what happens is their brain goes, if I'm getting a good education, I'm learning something of value, take my money. That's why, for example, Harvard as an education is more expensive than Highline Community College, right?
Amen.
Because what? Exclusivity is put in with education. And another component is expertise. When you're dealing with an expert, you immediately presume it should be more money. I was talking to a buddy who was hiring somebody. He was sending his son to a basketball camp. And then he found out that an ex-NBA player offers custom coaching for basketball for kids, a former NBA player who he knows from that area. And I said, so how much was like the camp for the kids? He said the camp was like $100 for the whole month. I said, how much was the coaching from the ex-NBA player? And he said it was $400 an hour. So $100 for a whole month to go to a camp with a bunch of kids. But the exclusivity of the expertise and the education, those three combined, turned it from $100 for a whole month to $400 for 1 hour.
Wow.
And by the way, he was trying to figure out how many hours he could actually get in a month because he wanted to give his son the best advantage. Take my money.
Yep.
So when you as a professional elevate your expertise, when you educate a consumer, when you display effort, when you make it easy, when you make it more efficient, when you make it entertaining, when you make it exclusive, when you add these components together, you create the experience that causes people to say, take my money.
So true. Take my money.
And Jonathan, on, you couldn't on. Say that any better. You really broke it down so well. Folks, if you're listening and you're just tuning in, rewind that. I'm telling you, what he just said there is 100% facts, facts, facts. When you give that experience to everyone and when you're able to have your staff all on board, the numbers and records just they're gonna start just being broke all the time. And it's fun. And your customers, more importantly, those same people come back and buy again.
We know you're enjoying the show so far. We just wanted to quickly remind you about our partners at
Fixed Ops Digital
and how they are automotive's premier service marketing and technology company.
Not only proud sponsors of the Car Guy Coffee podcast, but they also serve as your dedicated point of contact for all your online service marketing related needs.
Servicing dealerships throughout the U.S. and Canada, the mission is to create a better online experience for your service customers while using data intelligence to drive more fixed operations revenue.
If you want to take your service marketing efforts to the next level, go to
FixOpsDigital.com.
Back to the show.
Let's go.
And tell their friends.
And tell everyone. They even get tattoos on their arms.
You saw the photo evidence.
Yeah, I've seen this. It happened. And I think that's super special. And what you're teaching and what you're expressing to people is something that I think is necessary in automotive more than ever right now. I think that if we all start going that direction of transparency and honesty and truth and not shenanigans and here's some smoke and mirrors and make you buy this vehicle and we just tell them what it is, they will pay.
Yeah.
And they'll be happy to pay that, but they don't like to be treated, put in a process, put in a corner, not being told what's happening. They have no idea what step they're on. They're like, what's going on in the next 30 minutes? Am I going to be here for 30 minutes waiting for something or am I going to another step? So when you're able to provide all that, give the education that they need, even in the process, knowing where they're at in their process and purchasing the vehicle, so much better. It's so much easier. And they really will feel like they're at home buying something from a friend instead of being somewhere hoping that things are going to happen and then being restrictive. Easy to say no when they don't know you. I'll tell you that.
100%.
Setting a certain measure of expectation is a must inside of any experience that's going to be enjoyable. Just like the waiter, letting us know what's getting ready to happen, what is happening, even down to the fat content and the temperatures. Come on.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little bit information overload, but it's information awesomeness when you're starting to say, man, this is not an experience I can get. Now you, Jonathan, have seen so much inside of this industry. You currently have clients that have all kinds of different CRMs, right? A whole mix of them. And you're here, we're at DriveCentric, and we're talking about what is awesome about this place. And again, it's not just the place, it's the people.
Yeah,
but
of course.
There's the opportunity for dealers out there that want to be able to feel this exclusivity of what a particular technology does for them. What's your recommendation? What's your take on the difference between DriveCentric and any other CRM out there?
Yeah, I appreciate that question so much. I am a raving fan advocate of DriveCentric as a team, as being the people behind the technology and of the technology itself. When I recommend DriveCentric dealers, the actual fastest recommendation was I recommended it to them on Tuesday, and by Friday they had signed agreements and switched CRMs, like in 3 days, switched CRMs. Now, it wasn't solely my recommendation that did that, but it was a contributing factor. The general manager and owner said, John, I know that you know what's going on. I've been in over 3,000 dealerships in 7 countries and 3 continents. I've seen a thing or two. And so when I say, look, I'm telling you, DriveCentric specifically is the Facebook of CRMs. The most common compliment I get when I recommend them to a dealer who takes this seriously and looks at it, they say, John, it's one of the first tools I've ever seen, like a CRM. The first one I've ever seen salespeople actually want to use and want to spend time in. Bingo. And that's the answer that you want, isn't it, dealer? Don't you want tools that people want to spend time in?
Quick question. Do you know what SmartPixel 2.0, Location IQ, and Audience IQ have in common?
You know I do. They are solutions that our friends and proud sponsors, M1 Data and Analytics, are brewing for automotive and beyond.
Once again, you're right, my friend. And we want to invite all of our audience to go to m1-data.com to see how they can help propel your business forward with the right data insight.
Go check them out at
m1-data.com. Let's brew.
Come on now. Back to the show.
Now, obviously, the technology behind DriveCentric is very, very thoughtful. Part of the reason why it was built by dealers first. A lot of technology companies out there, they were built by tech people
right.
who wanted to capitalize on the car business. DriveCentric was literally built by an auto group internally, created for the purpose of enhancing their dealerships, and then troubleshooted and processed through their production to say, hey, how do we refine this in such a way that the user experience, the actual end user, the salesperson, enjoys the data and enjoys the information management, wow. enjoy the data, enjoy the information. So I like solutions that solve problems in a meaningful way. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm a fan of DriveCentric, because them and the people behind the scenes do it in a meaningful way.
Man, that is strong, because there is so much intention in everything, though. Mm-hmm. As much as it seems as though it's just fun and free, it is meticulously aligned. It's put in place, and we absolutely love it. And we're excited about going to the ball game, having some fun tonight, because that is fused inside of the experience right. over here at DC20. And we are so excited for all the geniuses that are here depositing, the Jonathan Dawsons, all of these other incredibles that are here. And you can be here too, Solutionaries. You can make sure to find your way to DriveCentric. If you haven't heard it loud enough yet, we are beating the drum. Get yourself a demo of DriveCentric. See what it can do to help right. you out. We are so honored to be able to be here enjoying this experience with incredible people like Jonathan. But before we go, you know what we have to do. We have to drop those F-bombs that don't offend the moms, okay? And let's go ahead and get ready to forgive, focus, fly. Do we have enough space? You got a lot of wingspan over here. I don't want to get thrown out of here. Here we go. Okay, here we go. So we're going to forgive, we're going to focus, and we're going to fly so we can keep growing all the time. Here we go. Live at DriveCentric, everybody. On 3, 1, 2, 3, forgive,
focus,
fly,
and keep growing.
Thank Woo. You so much, everybody. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And you've been brewing solutions on the Car Guy Coffee Podcast live in St. Louis at DriveCentric headquarters with the one,
the only,
Jonathan Dawson. That's right. Great show, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you
for your time. Anthony Santangelo, we appreciate you. Welcome. Thank you for forgiving, focusing, and flying. Jared Moss, what's happening, brother? So excited that you are here. Sanjay, love you, brother. So glad that you can make it. And all you other solutionaries, stay tuned, because tomorrow there's plenty more that we're going to brew. We'll talk to you later. We're out.